2-day Finance in Dubbo kicked off today. The theme this year is Discover, Learn and Grow. The financial industry has made rapid strides in the area of technology, with fintech the buzzword of the industry these days. The changing landscape is causing concern, particularly among the workforce, as it's becoming clear that technology has started to overtake the roles of human beings. But, of course, there are opportunities to upskill people so that they can play a role in the financial sector. One of the speakers at the in Dubbo was Tashmia Ismail. She's the CEO of the Youth Employment Service, and she joins me in studio. Thanks very much for joining us, Tash.
Pleasure.
Good stuff. So in your capacity as CEO of the YES program, you've been doing a lot of work to improve the fortunes of the youth. So in the context of the financial in Dubbo, what thoughts and ideas were you sharing, especially in a climate where people are actually concerned that their roles are and will be taken over by machines?
The theme of our conversation with the financial management crowd at the Indaba was very much around country building, country risk. You cannot build a successful company with AI or not in an economy that is failing or dysfunctional. South African landscape is faced with this massive issue of youth unemployment. It is the highest anywhere in the world. We're talking about 55.7% of youth being out of work. We're talking about a third of youth between the ages of 18 and 34. And what we tried to outline to the business leaders and people from the sector was there is a massive cost to the country if we continue to exclude these young people from the economy. And it was about giving them some of the numbers. There's an interesting book I've been reading that talks about a particular humanoid type species in our history that spent a lot of time thinking about predators and figuring out how to sleep in trees. And what actually caused that species to die off was some obscure gastrointestinal bug or bacteria. And this is, you know, this is what human beings do, is we discount the future. We are constantly concerned about Eskom now.
Yes.
And not looking at this long-term, very scary picture of what it's going to cost the economy if we don't get young people into work.
Mm.
And those were the numbers that we presented, because these are the people who have the privilege of being able to create jobs and to be clever about where those jobs are created.
Yes.
So the cost of an unemployed person over a lifetime is 1.2 million rand. And this is a conservative number. Mm. If you take the 6.5 million young people who are not employed and in many cases will never be employed, this is a cost of close to 7 trillion rand.
Very dramatic.
Our GDP is 4.8 trillion.
That is
so
very costly.
You know, these are the kinds of numbers financial services people need to understand.
Yes.
There is this big picture issue.
So, Tashmia, we know that you partnered with Nedbank and it facilitated work opportunities for many young people. I forget the number, you'll tell us. Given that that's a financial services firm, what sort of opportunities has the bank been providing to these young people?
So this is where it's interesting, because this is where the innovation comes in. So whilst these banks might be shedding jobs in the first economy, there's massive opportunity through technology, through connecting with communities, to be able to open the jobs outside of our metros. The number with Nedbank is 3,340. Nedbank is one of 340 other companies that have joined YES to create jobs. We are now on 25,570 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
In quarter one and quarter two of this year, the jobs number dropped by 216,000. So our upward 25,000 is a lovely good news story. And commitment by companies like Nedbank to make those jobs happen in communities, rural villages, through recycling programs, conservation programs, green energy. We have whale watchers, which is one of my favorite jobs. These are young people who make visitors to Durban aware of the whaling history in the area, but are also driving jobs in the tourism sector.
Yes.
So a bank is facilitating the creation of jobs across multiple sectors, which have a lot of room for entry-level skills to be able to come into the market.
Excellent. I did see earlier that you put out a separate note around, you were lamenting that we as South Africans, and I suppose the media is quite guilty of it, we tend to push the negative narrative. And you were saying that, you know, quite to the contrary, there's a lot for us to be positive about.
Yeah. Well, you see, so, I mean, it's important to know the negative narrative. It's important to be real about the numbers.
Absolutely.
That 7.6 trillion cost of not getting people to work. But at the same time, we've got to understand how do we get creative and innovative about pivoting on that and actually seeing the opportunity that young people represent if we can think differently about where and how jobs happen. There are a lot of pathways into careers for young people that are open, even if you don't have a tertiary education. And how do we find more of those entry-level jobs? You know, for a bank, you're basing your business off transactions that go on in market. And if you have this many young people with no income, this is going to impact the bank in the long run.
That's right. They won't have customers.
Exactly.
So, okay. So these are the kind of messages that you were transmitting to the audience that you were speaking to. What was the reception?
Oh, they absolutely loved it. There was such an energy in the room to understand more of how we can get involved. I do think people are fatigued by the negative messaging. And if there is a vehicle that makes it easy to be able to be part of a movement, a positive movement forward, where they can see the impact that every single job has. You know, one job has an impact on a household. If the job is with a young mother, she's going to feed her children better. She's going to keep them in school. You know, she may not have more children, so she'll have one or two kids because she'll be in a job.
Yeah.
There are just so many ripple effects that comes from every single job. And when people are made to see those impacts and given the numbers around it, it just changes their sense of what is achievable.
Yes.
So my sense was that people want to become part of something where the narrative is different. Show me how, give me a vehicle, and let's build this thing.
Yeah. Look, Tashmir, you're doing whatever you can in your capacity as YES to go and partner with other people, spread the word and so on. But obviously, you know, you're just one organization. So what do you think needs to be done more broadly in the economy to try and stimulate that youth employment? And how important do you think it is for small business to have a more conducive environment for them to be creating jobs, creating youth employment?
I think there are a couple of things. So when you have agencies like YES, it's important that we design ourselves as platform businesses. So it doesn't become just the power of YES doing what it does.
Yes.
We're a platform where multiple corporates, multiple NGOs, I mean, we've got partnerships with NGOs across the country. And so that we try to not silo our efforts, but we work as a collective. So we're not wasting money on the administration and more gets to the beneficiary. So that's one, that we need to change our design to open platforms. The second is absolutely your point around small business. The current landscape of the country is highly concentrated. If we don't generate new small businesses and scale existing small businesses, we will have no place for entry-level workers. It's highly unlikely that an entry-level worker is going to make it into a sophisticated metro work environment. How do we find closer to home? For most young people, I remember my first job was at my dad's practice. A small business, medical practice. My husband's first job was selling ice cream at an ice cream parlor. I can't remember the name, was something with a C. So, you know, we all get those first opportunities to learn and get our foot in the door and understand what it is to earn an income.
Yes.
Through that footprint of small businesses at community level. And especially in South Africa, where spatial inequality is such a massive stunter to people getting opportunities. If we can have small businesses at community level, in townships, in rural communities, servicing the Kruger Park. You know, there's high unemployment in those communities surrounding the Kruger Park.
Yes.
Can the small businesses there service the park? And by creating those small businesses that are able to do that and get that market access, that's where the jobs are going to happen. And you know, you already know it. You're saying it. If we don't make the environment more conducive to small businesses, cutting red tape, giving them that access, facilitating them with technologies, cheaper internet, cheaper Wi-Fi,
yeah.
You know, those are the sorts of things that really make the difference.
Tashmir, you've got lots of ideas. You're buzzing. Thank you very much for coming and joining us in studio. That was Tashmir Ismail. She's the CEO of the Youth Employment Service.